There is a story about a mythical swan, and this swan's magic power is that it's able to select the pearls on the shore instead of the stones. In the same way, the practice of kindness requires that I select and only pick up in my mind the pure positive qualities of the people around me. And just like that mythical swan, I may see the defects, the negative qualities sitting along the shore of their life. But I can choose not to focus on those. There's a wisdom to kindness that knows if I see negative qualities in others, two things will happen. My heart will harden, but I also run the risk of catching that quality, that defect. So the practice of kindness means that I focus on other people's pure qualities, knowing that that keeps the heart soft and the soul safe. In my mind right now, I emerge one person who I may have conflict with, who I may have trouble seeing the goodness in, and I bring them in front of me in my mind. And like that swan that picks up the pearls, I choose to focus right now on one beautiful quality in that person. Let me see that quality emanating from them in my mind. And let me have appreciation for that quality. As I look at them, I see them as more than just a body, more than the role they play, but I see them as a soul emanating that pure quality, that pearl of virtue that they have within them. And I notice how my heart softens, how it expands. Now I return to a deeper sense of peace and ease in my own being. I notice how kindness brings more light into my own mind. And I decide that the next time I see this person, the next time I have a conversation with this person, I will be like that mythical swan, and I will keep my focus on their good qualities, on their light, on that pure quality within their soul. The practice of kindness softens the heart, brings ease to the mind, but there's also the other magical effect of kindness. And just like if I focus on a defect, I will catch it, in the same way, when I focus on people's pure qualities, when I pick up the pearls instead of the stones within them, I too will begin to radiate those pure qualities. I will begin to feel a sense of belonging, connectedness, and love for the world around me. So today, I will let go of being so harsh with the people around me. And I will be like that mythical swan that sees the stones along the shore, but chooses instead to focus and hold in my mind the vision of the pure qualities of each person I come in contact with. This vision is a huge act of kindness towards others. It meets their deepest need to be seen for for who they truly are.